what you've outlined in relation to air grid and stuff like that there sounds very good and very nice, but the reality is that they're not the developers of the wind farms. The developers of the wind farms are private developers right across the board who just basically railroad over communities. And what we need to do is to make sure that the people and communities are recognized and responded to. That is the reality of the situation, and that's what you need to do. And I think the first thing you could do as a step in, along that, is publish the actual wind energy guidelines. I stood in front of the Taoiseach on November 18th last, and he told me that he was anxious to progress a comprehensive review of the wind energy guidelines. Nothing has happened. The following day, I raised the Mean Bog landslide under topical issues with Minister Noonan. As yet, nothing of consequence has emerged from the litany of investigations by an alphabet soup of organisations he outlined that day were to happen. Again, under questions and promise legislation on January 2nd this year, I raised with the Taoiseach both the focus review of the wind energy guidelines, which has been ongoing since September 2013, and the Mulcahy report into planning irregularities in Donegal, which had sat unpublished now on 8 different ministers' desks. And your boss told me, I will follow those up for the deputy. I will talk to the minister about those, and I've heard nothing since.